is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See live off the record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bahamas Liquidation Center, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Lawrence Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232, that's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259, that's 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, that's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, that's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612, that's BTC Flow channel 612. I am trying to figure out, what's the story behind the register arising out of the Golden Isles by election. We went into the by election, prior to the election day, I didn't even hear a whisper. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but not a whisper of concern about the inability of the major parties to find voters. Not even a whisper. And even with the COI participating, no one came out and said, what we found was a bunch of homes empty, or we found a bunch of homes where Haitians were occupying them, because the COI had been on the Haitian issue, the Haitian illegal immigration issue, for a long time. And they didn't come out and say, we can't find voters, and every time we go in the house where voters are supposed to be living, we found Haitians, even though people call these shows and talk that stuff. No whisper of it. When on the election day, and the election was won, and no major party came out. Not the prime minister, leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, not the leader of the Free National Movement, not the leader of the COI came out and said, we couldn't find thousands of voters. No, we didn't hear that. PLP was celebrating. The FNM was taking stock. Then Mr. Ingram, the former prime minister, was interviewed. And he said, said, both major political parties could not find thousands of voters. He said that. We know that. Did both political parties call him and say, you know, we couldn't find thousands of voters? Both parties? And then that became a thing. So, you know, we talked about it on the show, because Mr. Ingram talked about it. And we didn't see it quite eye to eye like him. I mean, we accept that the voter register needs probably some fixing, but as a story arising out of the results of the election, we didn't think that that was the story. Still don't think that. But he raised this issue. Now, all of a sudden, the attorney general agrees. Both major political parties couldn't find 2,500 voters. Now, let me ask you all a question. This is a very simple question. The attorney general know that both political parties couldn't find 2,500 voters. How do you know that? Prior to the election, I could assure you they weren't sharing data. They weren't walking around going, man, you know, we couldn't find these 1,500 voters. What about you? Yeah, I couldn't find 1,000 either. So it's 2,500. Or you couldn't find 1,250. No, we couldn't find 1,252. So that's 2,500 we can't find. I assure you that didn't happen. After the election, you think they had a summit about this and got together and decided, you know, together we couldn't find 2,500 voters? How does the attorney general know that both political parties couldn't find 2,500 voters? How does he know that? And how much they both couldn't find 2,500 voters? Or they both together couldn't find 2,500 voters? How does that work? But how does he know that? Then Deputy Prime Minister says, we have to clean up the register. Mind you, the parliamentary commissioner responsible for the voter register is the one who's saying, no, ain't nothing wrong with the voter register. Nothing was wrong with it. What I am trying to figure out is, why is this the narrative arising out of the by-election? Is this like, are we dealing with separate issues here? One issue being, the voter register needs to clean up because apparently it needs to be updated because it's been too long since it's updating. And then we're going to ask the question, how do you update the voter register? I can tell you how they do it all around the world as we go along. So that's one thing that many of people maybe left the constituency. And, you know, according to someone who has been involved with these elections for a long time, I just not going to call a name because I don't want to sidetrack from the issue. And it's probably true. About 10% or so of voters typically will move out of a constituency and move into another constituency. And then others come in and move into those constituencies. So the people are moving all over the place. They're not coming off the register. They're just moving, right? So that's the issue. There's an updating of the register that has to happen. Okay, so let's concede that that is the case. And we talked about that last time on the show. We said that's probably correct, right? But what does that have to do with the results of the by-election? And is that the big issue? Because is that a bigger issue than what I'm calling voter disgust that leads not to voter apathy? I don't think Bahamian voters are apathetic about voting. Apathetic means I don't care one way or the other, so I'm really not motivated. I don't think that's true. I think that there is a significant number of voters who are disgusted and who have decided, I am not participating. If I had a reason to participate, if I was motivated to participate, I would, but it's not apathy. I really think they could come back to vote, right? Apathy is a word we borrow from people. Yeah, yeah. They start talking about apathy, and so we start talking about it. I don't think that's what it is with Bahamians. I think it's that there's a disgust that leads them to say, man, hell with all of y'all. I'm not going out to vote. Not that I don't want to vote. I would want to vote if I had something to vote for, but I'd go. That's not apathy. That's protest more than anything else, right? Voter protest. So we have that as an issue. And I think that played a bigger role or was a more significant issue than the voters you couldn't find. Because think about this for a moment. You can't find me. And I'm a voter. If I wanted to vote, I would want you to find me. If I wanted to vote for you, I would want you to find me. And if I'm a voter and I want to vote, I'm going to the parliamentary registration department and say, I moved out of Golden Isles. I moved into Golden Isles and I want to now establish my appropriate registration constituency. That's what you would do if you were interested. If you were interested, don't tell me it's difficult and it's hard and all that kind of stuff, man. People get to work. People get to the food place they want to go eat to. People get to Arawaki. They get to Potoski. If they want to get something, they get there. Okay, so I don't sell me this thing, but oh, it's difficult. No. People do what is in their interest, and thousands did what was in their interest. The attorney general said they found 5,550 people. 5,500 people. 5,500. Well, they went. They did the necessary. They were on the register. They could be found. That's more than the people who couldn't be found. Do you know what is interesting about the 5,500 people? That 5,500 people could be found, and over 1,600 of them decided they wasn't going out to vote. No, you found me. I'm here. I'm on the register. I'm in Golden Isles, but I ain't going out to vote. 29% of the 5,500 said, I'm not going out to vote. But you could find me. You could find me. Those 1,600 people could have changed the results in that constituency for the COI, could have changed the result for the FNM. So those 1,600 could have done so. Who didn't go to vote of the 5,500 who went out to vote? But they didn't go. But we are fixated on 2,500 people we say probably moved out of the constituency who didn't want to be found. That's one thing. We can take a break and then we can come back and talk about some other things. That's curious about all of this. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Take a stand, everybody.
Face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, jumbo gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you. Explore a beautifully preserved 1930s Bahamian colonial home on William and Shirley Street, filled with antiques, collectibles, rare coins, stamps, furniture, vinyl records, and pieces from the Windsor Hotel. Join our private auction Friday, December 5th, 1 to 5 p.m. Register for $50 at bahamasliquidation.com or WhatsApp 557-2522. Enjoy early catalogue access, complimentary drinks, and a private house tour. Then don't miss the free public auction Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Card payment only. Delivery available for both events. Register now. Baker's Estate Auction. Preserving the past. One treasure at a time. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I cannot take a call right now. I'm going to finish this line on this trend of thought, and then I will take calls, but I'm not going to take a call right now. I won't. Sorry about that. So there's the register. And its need for updating, and a register always needs to be updated, always. I don't care what election has ever happened in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I participated in four. There has always been duplications on the register, people on the register who may have died and not been removed from the register, people who may have been on the register in a constituency that they're not supposed to be in a polling division they're not supposed to be in. There's reasons why political party machinery is on the ground looking for these kinds of things. There is always issues with the register and the need to update it. Okay? Now, I am not dismissing the claim, the observation by the Prime Minister of what happened when the permanent register was established and what happened subsequent to that, none of that is dismissed by me. The register has to be updated to the extent it needs to be updated. But that's a separate issue from what does that have to do with the results of this election? Do you all know that if we have 7,000 people are registered on a clean, wonderful register, if only 500 of them go out to vote, whoever gets the most votes wins the election, no matter what the turnout is. That's our law. The law does not require a minimum percentage of voters to turn up to vote. Voters can decide to vote. They can decide not to vote. They can decide who they want to vote for. They don't have to vote. Okay? So of the 7,000+ people that were on the register, according to the former prime minister, according to Dr. Dwayne Sands, the chairman of the FNM, according to the attorney general of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, who made his comments in the Senate, not as a statement arising of any inquiry, 5,500 of the 7,000 people were found. That's 70%, 71% of them. Well, that was almost 70% of them were found. Yet, of the 5,500 that were found, 1,600 people decided, I am not going out to vote. If the FNM had gotten 300 of them to go out to vote, they would have won. 300 to go out to vote for them, they would have won. Okay? That's not a question of the register. That's a question of the voter. Why did the voter not go out to vote? Those voters. Because of the register? Absolutely not because of the register thing. They were standing around going, well, you know, I'm not going to go out to vote because we have thousands of people who can't be found. How would they have known? We didn't even know until Ms. Ingram say so. No major party tell us anything about an election. You think if the PLP had lost, we would have found out earlier? You think if the FNM had won, we would have found out, or anybody would have been talking about it at all? So that's the first thing. Right? Now, in the course of any election in this country, normal elections, normal and past general elections, of the people who are eligible to vote in the Bahamas, the people who are eligible to vote, 90% of them vote. I mean, register to vote. 90%, not 100%. 90% of them register to vote, not 100%. Okay? So you could dismiss 10% of eligible voters as saying from the break, I even need register. I don't have no interest. Whether it's religious or otherwise, they're not registering. That's standard typical. Now, of the 90% of the eligible voters who go out to vote, 80 to 85% of them actually go and vote. Okay? So that's like basically 75 to 80% of voters, period, who actually vote. Because of the persons who are eligible to vote, 85 and go out and register to vote, only 85%, 80 to 85% of them actually vote. So let's say the register of 7,926 people, that register, that was the by-election register, the number of people who actually registered. Let's say that they conformed to what would happen in a normal by-election, okay? And let's say that 85% of them, the highest, we're going to say, actually went out and voted. Actually went out and voted. What number would that be? That would be 6,737 people who would actually go out to vote of that amount of people. Okay? Now, let's say, though, that of that register, let's say they conform to the 10% of voters that don't actually, or who actually move out of the constituency. So that would be like 792 people who would actually not, have moved out, and so therefore would not have been eligible to vote in that constituency, right? So that means that you're down, your actual amount of voters would be down now to 7,854. Sorry, would be about, I'm sorry. Would be 7,134. So now let's say of those 7,184, the actual people who go out to vote went out to vote. That'd be, number of them would be 6,000 voters. But you found 5,500 voters, right? So of that 6,063 voters, if you found 5,500 voters, right? You almost found 90% of them. Or 80% of them. So what am I saying? I'm saying that no matter how you split this, divide this, multiply it, square root it, the real issue here is voters, too many voters decided, I am not going to participate in this by-election. Enough to have made a difference. not because of the register. The ones who could have participated and made and made the outcome different. Could have. Why is this narrative on the register? Why is the Attorney General of the Bahamas publicly contradicting the parliamentary commissioner, who is the institution of the voter registration and electoral process? Why would he do that? Why is this important? I'm sorry, I do not accept that that politicians do things just for doing things' sake. No, sorry, Bob. There's a reason that this seems right for them. That the FNM and the PLP on the same page, pretty much with this, on the same page, except the slight difference is the PLP's narrative blames the FNM in the Minister administration not following through on dealing with the permanent register properly during their term. Don't take that much responsibility for what hasn't happened to date. None. But the Attorney General alludes to what happened in the Minister term, even though Mr. Ingram alluded to what happened under the Minister administration and was compounded under this present administration. And all of a sudden now a by-election. We are busy in the parliamentary registration department setting up biometrics for people to register. And we, the government is conceding, the government of the Bahamas is conceding that the voter register, it's a problem. Well, when you discover that, when was that discovered? And so we're going to chase this rabbit. We are going to chase this shadow. We are going to chase this rabbit and this shadow when the real issue is why then 1,600 people didn't go to vote? Do you all know that this voter registration for the by-election in Golden Isles is 535 voters more than in the general election? 530 people more. Meaning, forget the people you didn't find. 535 more people registered in the Golden Isles constituency. If the FNM had gotten 300 of them, they would have won the election. Think about that. These are 535 new registered voters in Golden Isles. They registered. You couldn't find them? We can take another break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'll be back after this break.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
The King is bringing you a sweet and savory twist for breakfast at Burger King Nassau. Say hello morning with the maple additions of the Burger King croissant sandwich, including a sausage and cheese croissant sandwich topped with maple syrup, plus two delicious French toast sticks for only $5.50, including VAT. Or choose the chicken maple and cheese croissant sandwich with two French toast sticks at the same price. Enjoy the sweet and savory experience of the maple croissant sandwiches and French toast sticks only at Burger King Nassau.
fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Someone said to me, says, you know, the FNM and the PLP has never agreed on anything. Why do they agree on this? They agreed on something before. They agreed on how this constituency allowance is distributed. You've not heard any complaints from either party on that. So there are other things, too. There are some other things. But it is curious to me that this narrative is getting out there on the voter register. I mean, suppose we had the most marvelous and spectacularly accurate register on planet Earth. And 40% of voters showed up to vote. 30% of voters showed up to vote. Whatever the result was, the result is it'd be people would have won. And if they win the government on the basis of that, people would be delighted. The FNM won the government on the basis of, I mean, the PLP won the government on the basis of the lower voter turnout in the history of the Bahamas. Lowest voter turnout in the history of the Bahamas in 2021. God didn't stop the Progressive Liberal Party, one, from celebrating that they were the government, and two, governing. Because voters can decide. But for whatever reason, scared of the pandemic, ain't really interested, I'm not going to go out and vote. They can decide to do that. And in this particular by-election, it is very clear that a substantial number of voters who could be found didn't go out to vote. And if the voters who could not be found moved out, they couldn't have changed the vote anyways because they couldn't vote in that constituency. So they don't even matter to the results. Because they are out of the constituency. But voters moved into the constituency. And let's say those voters who moved into the constituency, following some of the conspiracy theorists, were Haitians who got fraudulent passports. Well, doggone, all the fraudulent citizenship passport and voters card you got, the PLP got 500, 600, 400 less votes than they got the last time. The FNM got 200-something less votes than they got in the pandemic. You mean the people with the fraudulent, the Haitian nationals with the fraudulent passports and voters card didn't show up to vote? You mean there was voter apathy among them too? They weren't even grateful. They weren't even grateful for this gift that they were given. They didn't show up. Only 49% of voters showed up. They moved in the Golden Isles and didn't show up. Oh, man. Come on. Come on. Notice this now. Notice this. The Attorney General said, 2,500 voters. Said they found 550 voters, which means they didn't find 2,500 voters. Why 2,500? That the math don't even add up with that. 2,500. each side went and scoured. Listen to me. I had a strong team in Marco City. I had a strong team in Fort Charlotte. And we canvassed and we canvassed and we canvassed. I could promise you we didn't canvass 100% of any area we've ever canvassed. Never. Never. Maybe 80%. 100%, never. I don't, doesn't matter how many people you have on the ground. You ain't get to all them houses. And when you get to the houses, you think people sitting around just waiting for you to come. You say, oh, but we went in the evening. And what that mean? You know how many doors we had to leave a tag on and said we visited? Because people weren't home. Or you come home and meet a child home. Or you come home and you meet one person home. Or you come home and meet some younger person home and they ain't interested to talk to you. Or you knock on the door and people think you're Jehovah's Witness and or somebody else and then decide they're not going to come to the door. Or they know it's you and decide they ain't coming to the door. They see F&M, they say they ain't coming to the door. They see PLP, they ain't coming to the door. They see COI, I ain't coming to the door. So what your workers, and let me tell y'all something. Let's be real now. I'm going to tell y'all some insider information right now, and these people get mad at me if they want. Get mad at me if you want. So your workers, they love you. They want to vote. They want to work for you. They want to do the necessary. But let me tell you something. These people have lives, right? These are not full-time paid people. These are mostly volunteer people. And they're tired. They just, because what are they doing? They're coming to help you canvass after work. You're the candidate full time, not them. They come to help you canvass after work. And they have these forms to fill out and so forth and so forth. And they have lots of homes to go to. They show up and knock on the door and you ain't answer. Yeah, they write on there, no answer. And then they gone. You think they might come back there? You'll be lucky if they get back there again. Lucky if they get back there in a short. How long was the campaign period for this election? The Progressive Liberal Party, as the governing party, only announced it like maybe less than 2 months or so to from the time that the seat was declared vacant. They only had about 2 months, if that. The FNM had even less time. They took them time to decide whether they were going to run or not. You think they had time to go into all of them, almost 1,500 homes? Knock on the door, get all that information. Ah, please, 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 please. All I'm saying is the voter register imperfect? Absolutely is. Is it even more imperfect now because of the things that the former prime minister pointed out? It probably is. Probably is. Is the parliamentary commissioner wrong about the register? Yes or no? Wrong in that it isn't a perfect register. He didn't say that, but it isn't. But he's saying to the extent that we could do it, we update the register. So, yes, he's wrong to that extent that it's not perfect. But he's not wrong to the extent that, well, to the extent that I can make it so, this is what we've done. I hear people talking about, oh, it's easy to go check the debt registration. But the parliamentary commissioner was right on this show talking about the things that they do. Right on this show. I mean, that's basic stuff, man. Right on the show talking about it. Right? Whose responsibility is it to go and transfer their vote if somebody moves? Whose responsibility is it? Well, the law tells you whose responsibility it is. Not the parliamentary commissioner's responsibility. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you whose responsibility it is. The law is very clear on that. And the law isn't unique in this country. I've searched Canada, the United Kingdom, Denmark, Barbados, Jamaica. And the responsibility of transferring the vote is the same every single place as it is in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Same responsibility rests with the same entity and person. Same people. Not the parliamentary commissioner. We're going to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Trump is meeting with his cabinet at the White House. He says inflation is under control.
We have it almost, we'll soon be at a perfect level, but we inherited the worst inflation.
He says the changes happened once he took office.
The word affordability is a con job by the Democrats. They say affordable. I watched the other day where some very low IQ congresswoman talked about affordability. She had no idea. Their prices were much higher.
Meantime, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow over a peace plan to end the war with Ukraine.
We are not involved in the war monetarily anymore. Biden gave away $350 billion like it was candy. That's a massive amount of money. And much of it in cash, a lot of it in equipment.
Putin is accusing Ukraine's European allies of sabotaging the U.S.-led efforts to end the war. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Shivago. How are you?
Hey, I'm right here. But you sound low, though. I don't know if it's you or me, but you sound very low.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, much better. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, man. Right here.
Good. And good afternoon to the nation. I'm listening to this conversation that you are having. And boy, you know, Shivago, this conversation is very deep and very wide. Right? It is as deep as it is wide. And a lot of information is revealed, you know, similar to the impact of COVID-19, which revealed a lot of the weaknesses and gaps in our health and medical infrastructure and plant in the country, right? This whole conversation is doing the exact same thing around surrounding one of the most sacred acts of citizenship that is bestowed upon citizens in any country the world over, being the right to vote, right? Which tantamounts to the right to help to determine one's country's future, right? Based on who you select, right? And I was following the conversation when you had Mr. Thompson on your show. And some of the things that came out in your conversation gave me strong thought, right? So I go back from that point. And adding on further with the statements from former Prime Minister Ingram, right? Which was strained. And, with the further statement from the Attorney General, because each one of those statements carries a lot of weight and even more levels of responsibility, especially at the Attorney General's level, as you were explaining. But one of the things that jumps out immediately is the indifference in the statements between, as you pointed out, the Parliamentary Commissioner, right, and the Attorney General, right, who's the legal authority for the government of the Bahamas, right? And, of course, the Parliamentary Commissioner, who is also a legal authority as it relates to the Parliamentary Register and all things connected to it, for the government of the Bahamas. And so, boy, these statements, Shivago, they just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper, right? Can you hear me, Shivago?
I'm listening.
Yeah, but let me say this. I made a couple of quick notes, so let me just read through it, right? You were teetering around.
Yeah, but you got to go quick. You got to go quickly. I have another person on the line. So
you were teetering around the bigger issue, Shivago, which must be examined. Now that
I'm teetering around it. What's that issue?
The government parliamentary registration department officials and its overseers should not, in my view, under any circumstance, be accepting voter registration data or information from any political party. That's the first point. That came to my mind when I listened
But when did that happen?
When I listened to the, that's what I'm telling you now. When I listened to the interview with you and Mr. Thompson, that actually came out. That information came out.
No, but Anton, with the greatest respect, in the course of an election, I, Shivago Lang, as a candidate, or my agent, can go to the parliamentary registrar and say, you have Sean so-and-so registered at house number 100 Magellan Crescent. But in point of fact, Shivago Lang lives there. We need you to go and look at that. That's the responsibility I have.
So help me out, Shivago, so you can get the completeness of what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, but I can't allow you to take forever to work through this, though, because...
Can you hear me, Shivago?
I'm listening to you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. The reason why I said that is this. The Parliamentary Registration Department is so critical to our country and to democracy in our country and the execution of democracy by voting that it should be equally and properly resourced in order to execute its duty on an ongoing basis, not just during the period of elections in the country. And if they are properly equipped and resourced to execute their duties, none of these challenges would come about because they would be able to ascertain the information independently without depending on any political party, as it should be.
I understand. Thanks a lot. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, and good afternoon, Bahamas. Yes. I wouldn't be as long and as monotonous as Anton, but I'll make this point. I've been actively involved in campaigning and assisting in taking persons to register since 1990. So I've seen a lot in respect to how people are registered. But Mr. Ingram made a comment, and just like you open your show with, you stated that no political party has had any issues prior to Mr. Ingram making a statement. And that statement, after he finished his statement, he said that his statement is irrefutable. And he was emphatic with that. But then you also made a point, and you spoke in reference to what if, you know, but based on our population size, our voting block, no way we're supposed to be having these kind of challenges. No way.
What challenge are we having?
Locating voters. And this challenge wouldn't just be in isolation. You're gonna have this throughout the various constituencies.
But here's what happens in a by-election. Locating a voter is more of a challenge than in a general election, because in a general election, candidates and their agents can share information. You could say, "Oh, I didn't see Mary Toot in my constituency." Or I have her on our constituency and our register. So I'm trying to figure out what the challenge is.
I'm going to gate 517 polling division. Finally, I'm released the information in terms of how many persons voted in each polling division and look at the demographic as to where
the list of voters, registered voters, is published at some point during a general election. I don't know what happens in a by election.
It'll be very interesting to see, You know, I'm going up there to see if I can get a copy of it or whether or not it, I don't even know whether or not it's for public. Look at this. It should be released so we can get a clear understanding of exactly.
Yeah, but I don't. Me, I don't create. I don't create challenges for myself. I don't create challenges. Prior to Mr. Ingram saying what he said, everybody's out there campaigning, hoping to win. Even up to election day.
Why is all the ruckus now?
Exactly. You tell me. I can tell. We find out maybe in a little while.
You know, but after this, Mr. Lang, based on our population size, 200,000 voters shouldn't be having these type of issues. But I would hope, Mr. Lang, I don't know whether or not it's constitutional what I'm about to say, but the banks, when you go into a bank for a loan, they want your precise direction, information to your home. And maybe the government needs, since people don't want to come out and do what they need to do, maybe the government needs to make it mandatory that you register your address.
No, you can't. No, sorry. You, how in a democracy you could make me vote? Make me do something in a democracy? In a free
place? The bank is quiet and be free enough.
No. You don't have to go for a loan. You don't have to. You don't have to go
for a deposit. But whenever you go, they ask you for the information.
Yeah, so whenever you go to
register. And I don't have a problem whenever I move. I don't have a problem registering.
Yeah, but that's you, bro. But you don't have to. Yeah. The law does not require you to.
Giving my. But we give our precise address every time. And some government departments have our address already.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate it. I don't know. I really don't know. It sounds like to me, like you don't wake up in the morning and decide, I want my arm to hurt. I need my arm to hurt. I don't get it. Say, this text says, Zhivago, you know why I believe all this talk about the voter register is now going on? The results of the by-election put a dent in the boundaries plans. It is speculated that they are planning to increase the number of constituencies because some, they say, are larger than others. Given these results, can they still justify splitting the constituency in particular? Well, they can justify anything if the Boundaries Commission decide to justify it. But that's an interesting thought you have. Interesting thought you have. The government, the opposition, all telling the Parliamentary Commissioner, you ain't know what you're doing. You need to go get that register fixed up. Mind you, they went on election day to get a vote on that register. On election day. Where they have been trying to find these people and couldn't find 2,500. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. This is a very confusing situation coming out of the Golden Isles constituency. Since the Boundaries Commission is appointed to determine voters' parity as much as possible, if this is true, how does this situation ensure that there will be some balance in the number of registered voters? You guys have to understand something. All that Mr. Ingram said was the FNM and the PLP couldn't find thousands of voters, you know. He did not say, and he said, That yes, voters moved in. So that doesn't mean 7,000 plus people don't exist as voters in Golden Isles. He's just saying the register needs to be cleaned up so that the right voters on the register as they're supposed to be. They found 5,500. You all are missing that. The AG said they found 5,500. Right? We know that there are voters who didn't register. So yes, it's not to affect parity. Y'all have to listen. Right? Listen to it. There's a reason these parties decide this is an issue. Not the voters who didn't show up to vote. Not the voters who said to the FNM, the PLP, and the COI, the hell with all of y'all, I don't want to vote for none of y'all, I ain't going out. That's not the big issue. The big issue is y'all need to fix the register, the register. Well, if you take a sample of 7,000, and that sample is 3,000, you know what 3,000 sample of 7,000 is? That's a bigger sample than you know that they have a random. The sample is
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. Producer, we good, right? All right. Super, super, super. All right. So, the larger narrative to me is that too many voters are deciding, have decided they're not going to participate. Now, here's the thing about a sample. So, as I was telling you, if you have 7,000 in your population, so that's the constituency of Golden Isles, and 3,000 plus people cast their vote, that is a massive sample. Especially if it's random, and it has, in this instance, like nobody skewed, directed who would go out to vote. People went out and voted. Some voted PLP, some voted FNM, some voted DNA, some voted for the independent candidate. It's a massive sample. So in statistical analysis, if everybody voted, there is a high probability that the remainder of people who didn't vote, if they voted, would fall similar to the way the other sample of the population voted. So likely the PLP would have won, the FNM would have come second, and the COI would have come third, and the independent candidate would get the votes they get. Right? So there's no intrigue here that suggests. Think about this now. Think about this. Before the election, what were people saying? Well, you know, lots of people didn't go out to vote, and those were FNM votes, and they were probably ticked off at Dr. Minnis, or they were scared of the pandemic. Lots of people didn't go out to vote. Remember that narrative? Well, Dr. Minnis wasn't on the ticket, right? There was no pandemic. And the people, lots of people didn't go out to vote. Not, you can't say, oh, they didn't go because of Michael Pintad. No, the prime minister was on the, was campaigning. Michael Pintad was campaigning. Lincoln Baer was campaigning. And all of them together couldn't get 1,600 plus people come out to vote. More than that, actually. More than that. Okay? There's something else here. You got 3,000+ people come out to vote, but the rest of them people say, no, why? What happened? They didn't come out and they didn't vote for PLP, they didn't vote for FNM, they didn't vote for COI, they didn't vote for independent candidate, they didn't vote for anybody. And they found those voters. Found them. 5,500, the AG said, were found. But only 3,000 plus went out. So over 1,500 didn't go out. Why? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. Go ahead.
Everything good? You, we had this conversation last week. And Ms. Ingram just exposed them. Nobody had an issue with the results. Everybody was...
No. Exposed who? Exposed. Hello, can you hear me?
You can hear me?
Can you hear me, caller?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, who did Mr. Ingram expose? Who did Mr. Ingram expose?
Mr. Ingram exposed the entire process in this last election with all candidates.
What did he expose? What did he expose?
They did not do enough to get the people out. That's it, point blank.
Okay, so he accidentally exposed that because that was not the point he made. In fact, he was proud of the FNM.
Exactly. But he also made a point, Mr. Lang, that the reason why he said that he felt that Mr. Brown did good, the FNM. Mr. Brown did exceptionally well.
To the extent that he got most more polling, people to come out to vote for him.
Polling divisions, right? Right.
He won those,
But also note, he also stated that Mr. Brown, the FNM, came in right before nomination day, made a decision late to go in and to be on the ground, right? Which indicates to me that even if you couldn't find the so-called missing voters or missing people, you know, you didn't have enough time to canvass, right? That didn't give the FNM time to, even if there were people in that constituency who didn't have enough time to transfer and get registered, to find out why. Why you're not going in, blah, 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 all that stuff. The gated communities, the areas that you couldn't access.
But let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you a question, though, sir. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Before Mr. Ingram spoke, did you hear any of this?
No. That's what I called into you to tell you. Nobody was talking about this. All they were doing was busing people in who don't live in the area, and they were having their rallies, you know, and they was talking about boots on the ground, and they're on the ground hard, and they're doing that. Nobody was complaining.
You know, they are all cabinet ministers, people from the different constituencies reaching out and campaigning hard, you know. But they didn't complain about they couldn't find the people. They wasn't talking about the challenges on the ground. Nobody was talking about this.
Yeah, everybody felt that they could win. But let me ask you a question. The Register had an issue. Okay, so let's say the Register had an issue. What does that have to do with anything? What is that, like, in terms of the results, what does that have to do with anything? So tell me connect those two for me.
I don't think it has nothing to do with the results, like I spoke to. It has nothing to do with the results. The results was who was available to vote, came out and vote. Who wanted to come out to vote, came out to vote. Who was interested in coming out to vote, came out to vote. And if somebody was challenged or couldn't get in, they would have been making some type of complaint that they couldn't register. That's my honest opinion on the whole matter. I made it my intent to go out and vote. Right? So they need the bigger question now is, why do you feel that you missed an opportunity? Now, because Mr. Ingram made this comment. You know, Mr. Ingram, to me, talked about the Register. I think the story was a bit off, in my opinion. I think the story didn't have anything to do with saying why the FNM lost. You know, the story was about there was his challenges with the Register and we needed to get the Register updated. But he also mentioned that it might be 8,000 people in the constituency, but might not be the 8,000 people that's on that Register.
Register, exactly. Mind you, Mr. Ingram did not say that what he was saying had anything to do with the results of the election. You know, he didn't.
Exactly.
But what has happened since then, would you agree with me that what has happened since then was a reading that suggests that that has something to do with the results? Am I right or wrong?
You're right. It could be that people are taking the interpretation that they think that's what he's saying, but no, he isn't saying that. You know, I think that he is trying to tell the FNM and the candidates that I think that you're going to have a big issue come to general election, and FNM so I better do a better job and get to make sure those people who didn't come out find out what their concerns are and why they didn't come out and vote. You have an opportunity. You have a big opportunity. And that's, I think, that's what Sean McTwinney wrote in his article, because he alluded to that in his article about what Sean wrote. It's closer than anyone could possibly think, and that the government has some, it's probably in some type of should be concerned.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate you calling.
Okay. All right, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money. At work.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700, Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Make family night a win with Marco's Big Square Deal. Get two square pizzas with your favorite topping. 16 slices each, plus cheesy bread or sweet Cinna Squares for only $28.50. It's the perfect way to feed everyone without breaking the budget. Fresh dough, real cheese, and big squares of deliciousness. Order the Big Square Deal today, only at Marco's Pizza.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Can I tell you guys something? Do you know that a fire, the tragic fire that took place in Hong Kong the other day? I think it was now some 120 persons who died and passed away in the fire. Do you know, I have those buildings on my video, on my phone, like those apartment complexes. I saw those buildings while I was in Hong Kong just a couple of weeks ago. Me and my son were marveling at just how many of them there were, how high they were. Plus, this is the way people live because there's not a lot of standalone homes there. There's just apartment complexes. And I sent him the video news story of the fire and the buildings, which we had all seen, we'd seen with our own eyes. And he was just like, that's crazy. And it is. It was just really tragic. Right? Thought I'd share that. This text says, Mr. Lang, what if the parliamentary department posts the names of these 3,000 voters and asks them to come in so the country could know what the problem is and then we may know how to correct it? Why would they do that, though? Why would they do that? Post these people's names as if they are a problem. No way. You don't have to register to vote, friend. You don't have to go to vote. That's not... That you don't go out to vote is not a problem. That's an issue that has to be looked at in terms of the people who are trying to get you to go out to vote. But to publish your name and tell you to come in like you're some kind of criminal? No, man. No, I don't think so. No. We live in a free country, man. Do y'all want me to say it again? We are free to vote as we choose. To not vote if we don't want to vote. Okay. So let me tell you on whom the responsibility falls for your vote transfer. This is what the Parliamentary Elections Act says. Okay. Parliamentary Elections Act, under the Part 3 voter registration. Well, actually, this is, I think, maybe Part 4. This says, any person who is or has at any time been registered as a voter in the current register, listen to the word that follows. May, whether or not he is still so registered, make application for a transfer of registration following a change of residence. And the provisions of Section 20 shall apply to such application. Okay? First of all, whose responsibility it is to transfer their vote, their place of vote? the person, the voter. And under, and what is the condition under which they should do so? They may do so. They may. Not shall, may. Voluntary. You don't transfer your vote. You don't get to be on this register. If you go and vote and you're not supposed to be voting in an area you're voting in, well, if the FNM and the PLP, the COI and them do their job, they pick you up and they say, no, bro, you live in Golden Gates, not Golden Isles. And they make you vote on a challenge ballot or whatever it is. Or something, first of all, if you try to vote in your new area and didn't transfer your vote, you shouldn't be on the registration for that particular area. And then if you try to vote in your area where you no longer live, well, the people that move doing their job could say, bro, you don't live in that section no more. Your responsibility in United Kingdom, whose responsibility is it to go and register the vote and to ensure that the vote is transferred after you move? It's the voter's responsibility. In Denmark, whose responsibility is it to do the same thing? It's your responsibility. In Jamaica, whose responsibility to do so when it happens? Your responsibility. In Barbados, your responsibility. You could go search country after country. Same thing. Not the parliamentary register, not the boundaries commission. You. All this talk about we need resources for this. You could never have enough resources to ensure that you could search, that the parliamentary commission could search every single home. You got agents out there doing this on a regular basis. You have the Department of the Bahamas National Statistical Institute taking a census trying to do this, and it's impossible to do. You want the parliamentary commissioner's office to have that kind of staff, and the BNSI doesn't even have that kind of staff. They have to engage people to do so at a certain point in time. It's impractical nonsense. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, I'm playing.
Hey, how
you doing? I feel like some simply don't. People don't think they have a viable option. They just tired of the process.
Lots of people, you mean? Lots of people, not everybody.
Not everybody. Seems to be the majority because of that one of consistency and the runoff election. But speaking of a lot of persons and things, they feel like FNM and PLP choices are just two sides of the same coin. And they just tired of going and bringing around the rules. So they're changing government every 4 or 5 years. And nothing's happening. Nothing's trickling down to them, you know? And also in terms of moving out of constituency, I have my house in Grand Bahama. I lease in my house. So it's still mine. I moved to Nassau, so I live in an apartment. But that's still my residence in Grand Bahama. So I'm going to take my family to Grand Bahama and vote in my area once the elections come around.
And the Parliamentary Election Act allows you to do that because you can determine and state what is your ordinary place of residence.
Correct.
And if you move for work purposes or some other defined things in the law, then that's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
All right. No, thank you, man. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi, we have another caller on the line.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
This is Anton?
Yes, it is.
Anton, I'm not doing that, man. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. This text says, Mr. Lang, a man that thinks he is all-knowing is a dangerous thing. In a perfect world, a man that thinks he knows everything is a stupid idiot man. And a person who thinks that a man might think he knows everything is very, very ignorant. Let me say, right? This is one of the most shallow things that I hear people say to people they disagree with or people who they don't like, that the person might be confident about what they're saying. They say, oh, he thinks he knows everything. I would be stupid to think that I'm calling an AC man to fix my AC. but I think I know everything though. Calling an electrician to fix my electricity problem. This is just something that spiteful, vindictive, jealous people say to people because they can't argue with them. That's one of the things they do. So let me finish reading your statement now. It says, in a perfect world, everything would work honestly. But in a broken, corrupt system, things would be completely corrupted. Really? In a broken, corrupt system, things would be completely corrupted. Okay. So which is the Bahamas so far? If an illegal tenant buys a voter's card passport and a license, unlicensed, they will vote for whomever is in their best favor, which is criminal. All my life, I thought fraud was a crime, but I guess not in the Bahamas. Okay, I tell you what then. If you don't think fraud is a crime in the Bahamas, I dare you to go commit fraud. Go ahead and make sure you know the police knows. And you'll find out exactly what time it is. Go ahead and find out. All right? Don't say ignorant things that have no logical sense because you are emotionally involved with it. Right? Try to maintain rationality and good reasoning. Right? You can have a system that has corrupt deeds in it or even corrupt actors in it. Doesn't make the whole system corrupt. That's absolute nonsense. That's to say that because we have 10 fraudulent voters, that means the other 5,000 voters who voted are fraudulent. That's absolute ignorance, unreasoning, irrational. Don't get mad with me because you can't argue with my argument. If you argue with my argument, I'll back down. Didn't Paul Major call the other day? Say, like, you know, the person who called you the other day and said that if this and that happened, did I not say, you know what? I concede that. Yes, I concede that point. Did I not say to the caller, you know, caller, you're right. Y'all are just, sometimes what it is, it's just envy and jealousy that makes you do and say these ignorant things you say. And you expect me to back down from it. I'm sorry. I'm not here to have your feelings comforted in your ignorance. I won't do that. This text says there should be criminal charges for any person that votes in a constituency they do not live in. And why can't COI and FLN converse? It is against the law to speak truth to each other. Are you stating elections are honest? Yeah, I'm saying that we have elected government after government in the Bahamas, and I'm saying that they're honest. What are you saying? And what does FNM and COI have to do talking to each other? You ever seen the way have you ever seen the way Lincoln being approaches Michael Pintard? Is that conversing to you? Or you are not bright enough to see that kind of dialogue? That's not conversing. It says a simple thing they can do is example, disparities between the rate of people changing address for the 2012 and 2017 election versus 2026. Okay. It says when the Attorney General speaks, I believe he's building the argument for the ill-prepared electronic voting. From the day Ingram spoke, I texted that this puts serious questions to the data imported to the electronic voter register. You never start a new system with bad data. They said, boy, Mr. Lang, no one in my house can vote where I live. Been there 5 years. Okay. This text says the COI was a spoiler of a sort. The COI leader up until the week before spent too much of his time attacking the leader of the FNM. I thought that was odd. You know something? This person is, I think, much more on point than people who say that the COI is a spoiler by virtue of the votes. I think what this person is saying is that the COI spends an inordinate amount of time attacking Michael Pintar and the FNM. They don't attack the PLP as much. It is not as blatant. They don't go in Prime Minister Brave Davis's face. I don't know if they're scared of the police. But they don't do that. But they get Michael Pintard. And they're saying, so maybe that dampens the voting for Mr. Pintard. I think that's something that the FNM should look at for sure. Ian Strawn made a similar point on Facebook. But he made it about voting. I think this person talking about attacking is a more valid point, I think. This says, good day, Mr. Lang. So the jury list should have the famous names of those people who didn't vote. See, you become disagreeable and disrespectful when your point of view is shown incorrect and or is challenged. Shivago, your point of view is just that. It's subject to disagreement by varying points of views without becoming uncivil and disagreeable. Anton, with the greatest respect to you, I become disagreeable at times with you because you and I spend time on my show. I give you lots of time. We laugh. And you're okay with that. You're okay with that. Normally, we're chummy after that. It's when you get on this show and you want to command the stage, take as much time as you want, flesh out your points as much as you want, say whatever thing you want that may not be sensible whatsoever. And then I'm a problem. Let me tell you something. I will not tolerate the hypocrisy of some of you. Not do it. I will not do it. Okay? I'm unfair when I am a disagreement with your point of view. I am fair when I'm in agreement with your point of view. I can become disagreeable when you say disagreeable things. When you say stupid things, I will attack stupid things. If you say ignorant things, I'll attack that too. If you say sensible things, I commended you many times. Many times, even when people tell me you need to stop letting Anton occupy so much time. So don't do that to me, bro. You got to do that to somebody else who ain't paying attention and who ain't listening. I'm the same Shivago line who people were texting the other day saying, oh, boy, you make me so proud today and all that kind of stuff. I am not here to massage your feelings. I'm not. If you can disagree with my logic, I welcome that. Welcome it. But not to pamper to your campaigning or to your bias or to your feelings. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll take our final break. We'll be back afterward.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Storm, whatever weather.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair. It's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BEMC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clark's and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Make family night a win with Marco's Big Square Deal. Get two square pizzas with your favorite topping. 16 slices each, plus cheesy bread or sweet center squares for only $28.50. It's the perfect way to feed everyone without breaking the budget. Fresh dough, real cheese, and big squares of deliciousness. Order the Big Square Deal today, only at Marco's Pizza.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live for these remaining moments of the show. We have some callers on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, right here.
Yeah, man. I got a little observation. Your show was good. I listened to it. I call sometimes, but I think you spend too much time on those little negative things for the people. I think you need to spend more time on those positive things you were trying to show. And don't mind when people come up with the negatives, because that's wasting your time. Review your show from
I think if you listen to the show, we spend most of our time dealing with the issues that we're dealing with. I answer some of these things because there are people who are out there thinking that way, and I want to do so. And I have a right to do so, to be honest with you. I don't spend most of my time doing that, but I will do so. Trust me.
Yeah, but I think you've got too much more positive to display than fall up with some of the negatives.
I got you, man. Thanks, sir. Go ahead.
You know? All right.
I got you. Appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang, C. Allen Johnson. I just want you to know I'm going to send you a nasty text if you disagree with me.
Please.
But I just want to correct one thing you said, that nobody said anything. You said I think it should have been most people, because after the 2021 election and the election in West Grand Bahama, I asked very similar questions concerning the need to verify if the people who did not vote are actually still in the same location where they are and the reason they were. And I did try to get the data from the parliamentary commissioner's office, and with some very poignant questions. So doesn't Mr. Ingram, nobody said anything till he did. I think what he did is that because of the position he holds, it just brought it higher to the top, not for those of us who have not been asking.
You made a public statement that thousands of voters could not be found?
Say it again? Yes. I'm saying this. My statement was, in those thousands of voters that did not come out, no one could intelligently say that they simply stayed away or they did not move, or it was a whole host of different things that I spoke of, which is the same thing as saying we need to know the data to verify, authenticate where these people were. This is from 2021, and this is on the record on various talk shows and even what I appeared on.
Ms. Ingram's statement was with respect to the by-election. Ms. Ingram didn't say anything but the voters before.
I didn't say anything but the voters either. I see, that's my point. My conversation is simply a data conversation to simply say, for instance, where you have two people, Justice Adley and Ian Strawn. I say, you know, it's like having an argument of whose ignorance is superior to the other. But let's get the data. Let's have the information. Let's verify and authenticate.
I got you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate it. This says, Mr. Lang, I'm not sure if you have addressed the question as yet, but what, in your opinion, would be the reason for the AG to make the statement he did about the missing persons on the register? I honestly don't know what's going on with respect to why these comments are being made by the AG, by the deputy prime minister, by the former prime minister, by the, you know, the chairman. I mean, on the most generous view of it is that they would like to have the register clean. But on a more sinister view of it, like, I really don't know. I honestly don't know. Because I don't know what it has to do with the results and what they need to do next. I really don't. I just don't know. I honestly don't know. But I know everything, though. So I know that, too. So, you know. This says, okay, Z. Talba, great evening. Very thought-provoking show. Lots of work to be done in trying to find out why these voters are disinterested. That's the bottom line right there. That's the bottom line. So the text is correct. COI definitely attacks the opposition more than the governing party. It's a bit weird. As appearances are everything, and it appears for logically thinking persons that this is a strategy not to gain governance, but to help the present governing party. I would read it that way. I would. This says, Lang ever noticed Bamers faster to hit the horn before hitting the brakes when driving? This is very similar to the way people tend to sound their voices before stopping to observe what's really going on. Listen, man, you all have a great evening. God spares life. We'll be back tomorrow. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Take care. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody.